There are five students in North Central West Virginia who are building a rocket to launch in the Team America Rocketry Challenge competition. This competition entails sending a rocket 825 feet into the air, which will hold two raw eggs inside of it. The rocket must come down within a certain time period, almost 50 seconds, and the eggs can't break. Simple, right? Well, actually, no. But a very special machine is helping these students. It's a three-dimensional printer housed at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's facility in Fairmont. Student and team member Jack Thompson explains what the printer is doing.
I designed and sent to the printer an altimeter mount. An altimeter is used for calibrating how high your rocket has gone, determining by the change of pressure in the atmosphere. And it'll take about 4.5 hours to complete this entire altimeter mount. We're going to put it in our rocket we're working on building at the moment.
Thompson and I were standing 3 feet away from the printer while it was making this model, and it felt as if we were standing next to an oven. It's heating up to more than 200 degrees Celsius, but it's absolutely vital in giving these students a working model of parts for their rocket they will be launching. The students are using NASA software to basically design models of rockets with specific measurements, and then they can print off different parts with the printer. Student Luc Perret, the newest member of the team, says he loves working with it.
Well, I'm learning how to build these rockets, and I like the 3D printer a lot. I think that's pretty cool. And yeah, I think it's really cool that he just sort of invited us, that like we could come and just play around with it at any time. That's really amazing.
The team is called the Scienceers, and one person who is helping them is Todd Ensign, a NASA program manager for an education resource center. Ensign works with students all over the state who enter rocket competitions. He says West Virginia in recent years has seen a growth in interest in rocket competitions, and that's a very good thing.
Last year, we had 29 teams competing, and five of those teams, the first time ever in West Virginia's history, made it to the Nationals. They were in the top 100, the best 100 teams in the nation, and they got to go out to Washington, D.C. and compete. And some of those teams were right from here in Fairmont. We had two teams from North Marion High School, and they did very well. We had, in fact, had Gilmer County High School make it to the 16th place in the nation.
Ensign believes the benefits of doing this kind of work are absolutely limitless.
And I personally believe that competitions like this provide a gateway for students to delve so much deeper than they ever could during their school studies, during the limited time they have to study science, and they really don't have engineering courses. They don't have an opportunity to use the type of software and tools that we have here, but they get to apply all of that and really dig deep.
Ensign gives some advice to the students.
The location of this line, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's 6.5 from the edge of this line to the center of the circle on the right side.
It's actually 2.5, isn't it?
Yeah, 2.5.
The student Ensign is talking to is Caroline Thompson, Jack's sister. She says the students tried to win last year, but their rocket fell on a road, causing its eggs to crack. This time around, they are doing something different.
This year we have a foam case, I guess is how you want to say it, that we took a big piece of foam and we carved it out to fit the eggs. And so the eggs go in one on each side. We tried bubble wrap in the beginning, but the bubble wraps was so big because we didn't have the small bubble wrap that it actually, we had to kind of pop the bubbles to get it to fit in the rocket, and then the eggs broke in the launch.
These students come from different backgrounds. Jack Thompson, for instance, he wants to be a ballet dancer. He's only 16, and he's receiving offers from different places for his services.
If you're a teenager and you don't think you're ever going to use math or science in your life, it's crazy how reality can kind of kick you back into gear and make you realize that everyone uses it at some point in their life.
The team must launch its rocket before the end of the month, and if its scores are strong, it can qualify for the national competition. That takes place in May in Virginia. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Fairmont.